All right, welcome, Tina, to this interview. Let me just set the stage here. We've got these horrible floods happening in North Carolina and Tennessee, and I think somewhat in South Carolina and Florida as well. Millions of people apparently still have no power. I want to thank you, Tina, for you were going to connect me with Slepcevich to do this interview, but he is literally running critical mission ops right now for rescuing people. So he is unavailable. You agreed to step in. You have almost no sleep because you're coordinating many efforts. Tell us what you're doing. The satellite phone store is donating. I know you're doing a lot. Give us an update from your side, please.
Yeah. So yes, as you know, the hurricane hit Florida. I even had to leave because my place is damaged, but that's, you know, that's all right. We'll get that all fixed up. And then as it went into north and it did a lot of damage there, and then it went across the states to North Carolina. So basically what we're doing, Mike, is there's a lot of people that have no power, companies that have no power, no communication. So for the past 48 hours, we've been trying to figure out logistically what we need to do to get the phones in the hands of these companies and these first responders so that they can, when they do get out there in these affected areas, that they're able to help people and be able to communicate to feed other first responders with communication on what to do and what medical and what is needed. Without communication, you really can't do much unless you're able to communicate. And a lot of people there don't have communication, and a lot of companies aren't prepared, and a lot of people aren't prepared really with having backup communications or generators and, you know, food, water, and everything else that
this really underscores the importance of having backup comms. Now, you know, you and I, we didn't get together here. This is not intended as a promotional video. However, when I saw things online about 50 people stuck on the roof of a hospital or people stuck on a mountaintop with apparently no food and water, I pray for these people, but I honestly wonder how somebody can live anywhere in this country today and not have some kind of backup food and water. But that's, you know, that's beside the point. Right now, we're trying to help as many as we can. It's just, if they don't have backup comms, they can't call for help. The cell towers are just down everywhere. Entire towns are wiped out right now. I know you see this too. So are you going to have any satellite phones left when this is done?
Yeah, we are. We are a prepper company. We prepare. So we buy millions of dollars with the communications because we've learned in the past disasters such as wars and, you know, any kind of disaster, hurricanes, fires, that when something happens, you got to be, as a company, you have to be prepared. So we're pretty prepared, Mike. So we do. We've just sent a van load to get as close as we can to the area so that we can manage to get phones and generators and Starlinks data for internet to anyone that needs it, whether it's first responders or companies that need it. We're able to get the phones or the Starlinks and generators in their hands within just a couple of hours and not, you know, days. And that's pretty much, you know, this is, I've been up for, like, I've only had about 4 hours of sleep in the past 48 hours because as a company, we're trying to figure out the logistics to be able to help people in those areas.
Wow. So we'll keep this short so that you can get some rest. But the overall impression online is that the corporate media is not even talking about this event. They're ignoring it. They're pretending it didn't happen. There's no statement from the White House, nothing from Kamala or Joe Biden. The National Guard, apparently some of them have been deployed, but many of them have been deployed to, you know, other countries, and they're just not there. It feels like this sector of America is being abandoned by the government, and it's up to us, the companies, the people, the nonprofits, the ministries, to help these people. Do you have the same impression?
I do. And, you know, honestly, the private, like you said, the churches, the private security companies are way more prepared than our government. I don't think the government has enough resources or communication anyways. A lot of these soldiers that go out there that get deployed to go help out in these areas, they don't have communication. We kind of have to give them communications when we run into them. That's what we've done in the past. So when our people run into them at this event, they're going to help them and give them the communication that they need. Because, if you get people, you come across people that need help, you need to be able to communicate. And Mike is just also with like the generators, solar panels. I'm really surprised at how little people are prepared. And I think Steve Slepcevic said it best. If you're not prepared with, you know, these main things, communication, food, water, the generator, solar, you become a part of the problem and not solution. And, you know, if you prepare yourself, you'll be able to take care of your family. And you don't have to rely on 911 services that don't work when there is an emergency. You rely on yourself and you come out good at the other end when these emergencies happen. And Mike, these emergencies can happen anywhere. I mean, who knew? I didn't even know that. I 2 weeks ago or so, I sent you a text message 10 days ago and said, I think this hurricane is going to take a turn and go to a different direction. And then when it got there, it took a turn and came the direction that it went. And no one really knew where it was going. Yeah, no one really knew where it was going until a couple of days before. And so we really, really need to start preparing as a country to conservative, you know, to prepare so that we can help our neighbors as well.
Tina, this storm, I was checking it because of what you said. I was checking it each day. And even right before it hit, the NOAA said the rain was only going to be 6 to 8 inches in most places. And then it turns out that in some places it was 28 inches, which is utterly unimaginable. It's just like the sky is falling. And the NOAA had it wrong. The storm intensified. Many people suspect geoengineering efforts may have been at play, possibly. We don't know for sure, but that's a factor that people are considering. This storm went ballistic at the last minute, right before it slammed into Florida. And that's what unleashed all this rain north of the shoreline. And as I understand it, entire portions of towns like Asheville, North Carolina are gone. They're gone. Like a volcano went off and wiped it out.
Yeah. And nobody can get to them. It's very difficult to get to them. So we're even trying to figure out how do we can get there to bring what we can to help. It's very, very difficult. So the only thing that we can rely on is the first responders, because they are able to get to those areas. Such as Steve Slepcevic. So we've equipped him and his team with as much as we can. So he's got communication and he's got internet in case he has any issues, he'll be able to communicate. But that's kind of like where our limitation is. And then, of course, the people that already have are prepared. Of course, they take care of themselves and their family and their neighbors. But I think it's time we all did that. It doesn't matter where you live. You're not, no place is immune from anything that could happen, whether it's fire, tornadoes, hurricanes.
That's right.
Pretty much anything can happen. I mean, look at our infrastructure, Mike. It's very fragile.
Absolutely. Let me jump in, Tina, because I want to mention, I've been talking about preparedness in response to this. And by the way, my company, Health Ranger Store, we are preparing at a minimum of 2 pallets of our storable food Ranger buckets to go out tomorrow. That's Monday afternoon. We're recording this late Sunday, but we're donating at least 2 pallets. It's probably over $50,000, something. We're trying to coordinate logistics. We're donating food. I know you rigorously make many donations. Your company's website is sat123.com, S-A-T-123.com. But I think I would encourage people who are not in the emergency area, if they're just outside of that and they want a satellite phone or a bivy stick for the future, probably they should not call you for a few days. Would that be reasonable because your company's busy with this area?
Yeah, no, we have salespeople all over the country, Mike, that can still take orders. We still ship out of San Diego. Our Sarasota location, our Florida location, is the location that's taking care of all of the what's happening over there. So we're sending the equipments and we're communicating. And also, you know, if any first responders that need satellite phones, they can reach me directly. They can email me, Mike, to tina@satponservice.com. That's just very simple, tina@satponservice.com. Love to help as much as I can. And, you know, we want to be able to help people. And this is not, you know, I've lived through it. So, and I lived through Ian. Yeah. So it's not fun. But being prepared, I highly encourage people all over the country now that they're seeing what's happening is to be prepared, especially coming up to the election, Mike. For one thing, you got to have a satellite phone so that you don't get tracked. It's important, a private communication. I mean, there's a lot of benefits. The satellite phone works on 100% of the earth compared to cell phones, 7% of the earth. And this is without disasters. When disasters happen, you know, satellite phones work.
I want to mention, too, that, you know, I always travel with a satellite phone and a bivy stick, which is a satellite text messaging device that's even less expensive than the satellite phone. Folks, you should always have a go bag, a backpack that you can throw on. It needs to have a water filter in it, a flashlight. It needs to have a backup comms device in it. It could be a sat phone. It could be a bivy stick. If you have a bivy stick, you can text from anywhere on planet Earth. You can text somebody else's cell phone and you can send them a message, let them know you're okay or let them know you need to be rescued. Right now, Tina, there are helicopter pilots that are running rescue operations there. There are boats that are running rescue operations. But if they don't know that you need to be rescued, what can they do, you know?
Right. They have to search and look. And if you had communication, you'd be able to communicate similar to what happened last year in Hawaii. The people that had communication were able to help. You know, I think one guy helped like over 10,000 people with one satellite phone, directing them to the right, you know, path so that they're not driving into or going into the danger area. So, yeah, when you have communication, you are able to communicate with the outside world and bring, you know, help people around you. So it is really important. And the baby sticks that you were mentioning, this is how small this is. This turns your cell phone, your smartphone, into a two-way texting from anywhere to anywhere on Earth. So you just put your phone on, say, airplane mode, and then you could use the download the app, and you can use the your smartphone to text.
That's right. Yeah. It connects via Bluetooth, so yeah. It doesn't rely on cell towers. Tina, do you have any information about how long it's going to be before the cell towers come back online? I the last I read, 2.5 million people have no power right now, still, and it doesn't look good. Like some areas are not going to have power for weeks is what it looks like.
Yeah. So a lot of communication companies are purchasing satellite phones right now. So a lot of cell phone companies are getting a lot of, they already have quite a few of them, but they're purchasing a lot more because they're not even as prepared as they should be. So most of the companies, hospitals, most of the people don't usually get prepared until something happens. Like, you know, for example, in 2017, we had Hurricane Maria. Now every pharmaceutical company that's in, you know, Puerto Rico is prepared. Most of the companies are, but, you know, why wait till something happens? Why not, you know, just prepare? Because, you know, we're living these days, anything is possible. And really anything is possible. And again, Mike, I can't tell you enough on how I mean, the bad guys, they're not going to fight us with bombs or anything. They're going to attack our infrastructure.
Yes.
And so having a satellite phone is extremely important. And then generators. So when you go to sat123.com, Mike, and for the generators, you know, I'd like to say if anybody just mentions this podcast, they can get 10% off. And I'll let the employees know, only because we want people to be prepared in case anything happens with their electrical, you know, grid going down or anything. So,
yeah, it's critical. And I want to mention too, you know, there are two dates coming up. October 7th is only 1 week away. Mm-hmm. And everybody knows October 7th is the anniversary of the Hamas attack on Israel. And everybody knows about the tensions in the Middle East. And regardless of where our listeners fall on these issues, one fact we know for sure is that there are many, many radicalized individuals, many from certain countries that want to cause harm to America, and that they have come across the open border. And we believe, and intel sources believe, that October 7th is a day that they may choose to attack infrastructure. Power grids, cell towers, you name it. But the next day after that is, you know, election day or the days after the election. We also don't know what kind of chaos may take place across America. Tina, are you, I mean, do you share my concern about the next 40 days?
I do. I do share your concern. And I do believe that, you know, we the people, we hold the power in our own hands. You know, we must go out and vote, obviously, and also we need to be prepared. And we do hold the key, and we can prepare ourselves, our families. We could do everything that we can, and whatever we can't do, it, you know, we just need to put it in God's hand. But I think, you know, we need to use, you know, God-given wisdom to prepare ourselves with food, water, communication, generators, whatever we can. But yeah, I do share your concern, but we do have choices, and most countries, people don't have choices, but here in America, we can actually set up our own path. We don't have to rely on emergency or first responders so that they can go help other people that actually need it. And if we prepare ourselves, we could, So I do share your concerns.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, preparedness is a biblical principle. That's for sure. I think it might be 1 Timothy, one of the mentions of it. But I know it's also mentioned in maybe it's 2 Corinthians, talking about preparedness priorities for the church and who the church should give to, the widows in particular. But they have to be real widows, not faking it. That's actually mentioned too in Paul's letters. You know, make sure they're real widows. But it is a biblical principle, and if you don't take any steps whatsoever to take care of your household, your family, and your community, then you can end up in a situation where you're dependent on outside help. And what we're learning right now is that that outside help is not quick to arrive at all. I mean, people are hurting right now. People are dying. There's like 60 people dead already. That we know of.
Yeah, there's a lot of people missing. That's 60 people, I think, in the state of Florida. And we don't know the towns. There's a lot of towns, like you said, most people haven't been able to get to. And the thing is, Mike, you said it right. If you take care of yourself and take care of your family and not rely on emergency services, because there could only be so much emergency services. Imagine, I mean, there's like about 1 million people don't have power. There's only so many emergency services, and they can only work so many hours. So I think it's up to us, you know, to take care of ourselves and our families. So, yeah, I think with this, I think it's really important that all the messages that you've been giving out for years and years and years, that it might be a good wake-up call for a lot of people so that they could, you know, get prepared and prepare them families and their children and everyone in their family so that when this happens in their area, that it's not a big deal, that they are, you know, they can take care of themselves and not rely on outside help.
Yes. Yes. Tina, what's next for you? I know you're operating on very little sleep. You already said that. And I won't keep you much longer, but what are you doing after this interview?
Oh, so I'm going to get some sleep because tomorrow morning we start and we're going to, you know, we have a lot of deliveries that came in over the weekend. Most of the ones that came in over the weekend, I just want to let you know that we actually got on the plane. Our people got on the plane and flew to first responders or people that needed communication and hand delivered the phones to them. Just want to let you know that that's kind of the reason why, because logistically trying to find flights and then activating the phones on a weekend on short staff, it was a lot of work, but we did get it done. And then tomorrow at 6 a.m., we're flying more people out to hand deliver some more phones to some of the first responders or companies that need it to go down to help and rescue people.
Yes.
So that's pretty much, so we're going to be doing a lot of that probably this coming week to make sure that every single person that needs a phone to communicate in those areas will somehow, some way, whether it's within 3 to 4 hours on a plane or, you know, 6 or 7 hours, you know, to drive it to them, but we'll get a phone to anyone that needs it.
Can you, and I mean, perhaps we should have this conversation off air, but I'll just go ahead and say it. You know, we have at least a couple pallets to donate by the end of day Monday. We need transport to a staging area. So we need commercial transport to pick up at our loading dock in Central Texas. So if you come across any information about a convoy or a commercial truck that's going east from Texas, please let me know so we can help coordinate.
Okay. Yeah, I will. I think I sent a text message already to Steve. I think Steve Slavsovic would be able to help. But I think possibly some of your listeners might have a way. So yeah, I'll keep an eye, and if anybody asks, I'll definitely refer them and send them your way to see if we can get that done. But that's really, really nice. And it's very much needed. A lot of water and food is needed at this time. And yeah, so thank you, Mike.
Yes. Well, we've had over the weekend, we had one listener contact us who's going that way and has a van, but we can only fit, you know, a small amount in a van. What we really need is a covered commercial, you know, rig, a highway rig that can take loads. I imagine, so if anybody's listening, if you know of that, contact us. We can pay for transport. We just don't know where to even ask to send it to. Where's the staging areas for food? You know, at this moment, we don't even know.
Yeah, that's very difficult to do right now, because I think the first responders are trying very hard to figure out what to do themselves the
yes.
last 48 hours, because it is not, it's, you know, it's, I would imagine it is extremely stressful. And
absolutely.
I think, you know, with us taking any of that stress away, it kind of gives you good feelings in your heart. And that's
yes.
kind of like what we're doing. And it sounds like that's exactly what you're doing, Mike. So I'm sure that the people greatly appreciate it. And thank you so much.
We're trying. We're short-staffed right now. We've got a lot of limitations in the supply chain, but we do have some inventory. So we're seeing what we can make available. But it can't go on a trailer. It's got to go in a covered truck, you know? So anyway, but keep me posted. I'll keep you posted, Tina. Folks, if you want to get a satellite phone or a bivy stick or a solar generator, contact sat123.com and know that Tina and her company are also donating extraordinary levels of comms equipment, not only during these disasters, but also for border, you know, border protection operations and other humanitarian causes. Tina, is there anything you'd like to add before we close this out?
I think we pretty much said it all. I just really encourage people just to be prepared, and hopefully this is a good eye opener. You know, we keep having these disasters in certain areas, and people think it's not going to happen to me. I think that's what people thought in Lahaina last year too. And
true.
So it could happen anywhere. So just prepare yourself, prepare your family. And that's, you know, like to close it at that. And I'm so sorry. I've had so little sleep. So I keep repeating myself. So I apologize for that.
It's quite all right. I know what it's like. Sleep deprivation is horrible. So rest up. I know you have a super busy day tomorrow. And thank you for taking the time to join us tonight, Tina. And don't disconnect yet, but I'll wrap this up. Stay online, please. For those of you listening, thank you for all your concern. We ask for your prayers. We ask for your help and assistance. If you're in the region, please do what you can do to help. These people need help. The government is not helping them. The Biden administration is AWOL on this whole thing. This help is going to come down to us, the private sector, ministries, churches, people, neighbors, Americans, real human beings. This is what it's going to come down to. So share this everywhere that you can. Let's all pitch in and do our part. I'm working with my crew over the weekend to see what else we can do. And just stay tuned. Watch for more announcements on brighttown.com, naturalnews.com. And you can follow me on Twitter at Health Ranger. Health Ranger is my title there. Tina, do you have a Twitter account?
I do not.
Okay. All right. You're probably wise.
So only you. I only follow you. You and Trump.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Me and Trump? I do. Yeah, that's about it.
All right. Well, which one of us is more entertaining? No, don't answer that. I don't want to try to compete with Trump. He's very entertaining. But thank you. Stand by, and folks, we'll keep you posted. Take care. As you know, we are headed into some very dangerous times right now. The election coming up. You're seeing escalation of war around the world. You're seeing more violence in America. You're seeing war by these gangs like Tren de Aragua. Well, the state of Texas has just declared war on this foreign terrorist organization that has been taking over buildings in America. We've also got now a 0.5 rate cut by the central bank, the Federal Reserve. This is going to cause more inflation. It's going to cause more cheap money to flood into the system. You're going to see more food inflation, and you're going to see devaluation of the dollar rapidly over the next several months, especially as the government keeps printing trillions of dollars. Right now is the best time to trade dollars for things that will hold value and things that can help you prepare for what's coming. So here at healthrangerstore.com, well, I'm going to give you several different solutions here, but healthrangerstore.com, we've got some really strong solutions for you that are never going to be less expensive than they are right now. The prices are only going to go up as the dollar continues to be devalued. So show what's on my desk here. I want to give you guys a little tour. We've got Cocoa Energize. Cacao prices also have gone up significantly. That's got amazing ingredients for it. Check it out. We've got the pink Himalayan salt, which is a full spectrum mineral salt. We've got Nattokinase down there in the orange bottles. We've got extraordinary products available for you online, healthrangerstore.com. There's the monk fruit. Here's a zinc tincture that is really outstanding. Also, organic super protein mixes are available now, some plant-based proteins. On sale this week, you can always find what we've got on sale. Here's our MSM capsules. Many popular products across preparedness, personal care, food and beverage, home, including fragrance-free laundry detergent, and soaps and body care products that are ultra clean and laboratory tested. You get loyalty points on every sale. You got 5% off additionally with AutoShip and so much more. So check all of those out. HealthRangerStore.com is the place to find all of that. And of course, your purchases help support this network, our interviews, our infrastructure, Brighttown.com, Brighttown.io, which is the decentralized social media network, Brighttown.social, and so much more. Now, for the fact that the dollar is going to continue to erode in its value, we've got gold and silver options for you that really make a difference. This is a big deal. Let me show you a couple of things. If you go to verifiedgoldbacks.com, you can see that we have lab-tested goldbacks, or a link to the goldback company there, and we share all the lab testing reports right there. These have physical gold in them. The 50 has 51/1000ths of an ounce of gold. The 1 has 1/1000th. And this is the testing. We used a kiln, we melted it down, we dissolved it, we did ICP-MS mass spec testing, and also acid stone testing.
and we verify the mass and the purity, everything. We show you all the results on this website. Here I've been collecting this, so I've got some stacks of goldbacks right here. See, this is nice to have in a collapse because everybody loves gold, and everybody loves goldbacks because it puts gold in a format that is very easy to see. You're actually looking at the gold. When you look at this, you're seeing the gold inside the layers of polymer. There's a polymer laminate there that makes it very durable, but inside that is the actual physical gold. And if you were to melt this down, you would get a thin gold foil. Now, that's just one option for very divisible gold. We also have this as highly divisible silver. These are called prepper bars. And as you can see here, these pieces break away into parts, smaller parts. Like each one of these is 1/10 of an ounce of silver. So right there, you see the bigger chunks. Those are 1/4 ounce each. The really small chunks on the bottom, those are I believe those are 1/20 of an ounce. Overall, the entire bar is about 2 ounces, and you can get them in stacks like this. And they are made in the USA. They're beautiful. They're labeled with how many grams are on each piece right there. So you can use these for trade and barter. And this is, of course, real physical silver with very high silver purity that's labeled. So these are options for divisible precious metals. You can also go to metalswithmike.com. And there's my photo from like 15 years ago. And you can, this is with the Treasure Island Company, and this is where you can request to talk with them, or you can just check out their real-time prices here on their website. And they're very competitive. They offer the universal mints, you know, the recognized mints, gold and silver coins, and also constitutional silver or so-called junk silver coins. You can get those through Treasure Island. These are all either affiliates or sponsors of our show, and we only work with them because they are trustworthy and they have kept their word. They provide secure, discreet, guaranteed delivery. They do what they say they're going to do, and when we test their products, the tests always pass. They in other words, they have what they say that they have. So the dollar is going to accelerate its decline, and if you look at gold and silver right now, Let's bring up kitco.com. What is gold today? All right, here it is. Gold at about $2,550. It briefly went over $2,600 and it came down shortly, but gold is trending massively higher. It was barely over $2,000 2 years ago, February of 2022, when Russia first invaded Ukraine there, the Donbass region. Gold just peaked over, I think, $2,050. Now it's over $2,500 and it's headed into, I mean, who knows how high gold is going to go. It's not about speculation. It's not about having more dollars for your gold. It's about having more ounces of gold, because dollars are going to be history. It'll happen over time, not instantly, but the dollar is being destroyed by money printing. Hyperinflation is coming to the West, and people who have gold and silver in various formats, gold coins, silver coins, gold backs, silver bars, prepper bars, all these different formats. These are the people who are going to have assets that still count when the currency collapses. And back to our products, healthrangerstore.com, these products are not going to get any cheaper. The supply chain is becoming more difficult, more expensive. You can stockpile these items, and we have many, many storable food items online at our store right now, healthrangerstore.com. Many storable foods. You can stock up now on freeze-dried apples and bananas and blueberries, and these have an extremely long shelf life. These number 10 cans are practically rodent-proof. They're easy to store. They're easy to transport. We've got fruits and vegetables and superfoods and miso and microalgae and so much more, either in number 10 cans or in pouches. And by the way, most storable food products out there, you know, kind of the low-cost kits where you buy a one-year supply for X number of dollars, you know what they're lacking? They're lacking real nutrition in terms of fruits and vegetables, especially they're lacking in vitamin C. You know, they can throw in a lot of calories with sugar or with textured, you know, vegetable protein or whatever. I don't know about you, but I don't consider that to be food. I mean, I want to eat real food and not just barely survive on, you know, processed crap, you know, with salt and sugar in it. If you want real food for the times that are coming, go to healthrangerstore.com. And you'll be supporting us at the same time that you are preparing yourself. And we thank you for all the support that you've given us over the years. And by the way, go to rangerdeals.com. Let me bring it up. Rangerdeals.com. And this shows you, it gives you links to what I've mentioned here. Here's the prepper bars. Here's verified goldbacks. Here's above phone, which is de-Googled phones. Kind of a good time to think about getting a phone that probably won't explode on you when your government remotely detonates it, right? So do you trust your phone? You want to get a de-Googled phone? This is the company, Above Phone. You can save $50 with this discount code right here. You can get satellite phones for emergency backup communications. You've got Connect a Mobile to defend your privacy with a service that replaces AT&T or T-Mobile. Here you go. We've got 10% off holsters, the best holsters in the world that don't break. I know that because I've been using them now for well over a year, and they don't break. We've got body armor where legal. We've got Treasure Island. Here's the body armor here. Treasure Island coins and precious metals. This is Shield Arms that has legal arm-braced folding AR pistols and much more. Custom Glocks. I mean, that's what I carry. So check out rangerdeals.com. Get yourself prepared. You will thank yourself based on what's coming. Times are incredibly risky, dangerous. Chaos is coming. We are, you know, a little over a month out from the election at this point, and who knows what's going to happen before, during, or after the election. But I'm not counting on there being, you know, peace and quiet. We're going to prepare for a collapse of the dollar. We're going to prepare for social or civil unrest out there, probably by the radical leftists. We're going to prepare nutritionally in case there are disruptions in the food supply. And I also encourage people stock up on natural medicine, because what's going to happen when, you know, if there's a bank collapse or if there are disruptions in the supply chain, you can't get the products that you need. We are in the most dangerous times of our lifetime right now. And this window is going to continue for many months to come. So get ready and help support us. HealthRangerStore.com and RangerDeals.com. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Thank you for your support. God bless each and every one of you. God bless America. And join me in praying for peace and praying for the restoration of our constitutional republic. Take care, everybody.